And then a note on what is the standard of what is true Dharma. One is that all compounded things are impermanent, this we've just spoken about, that all emotions are suffering. And this comes about because sentient beings attach to themselves, to the five aggregates, as a permanent self or an independent self. And due to this, they commit positive and negative deeds, which is due to their attachment and their aversion. This in turn creates karma of body, speech, and mind, which then produces the illusion of the six realms. And these five aggregates are the basis of all our suffering, and it's where all our suffering is perceived. And the way that we perceive things with the five aggregates is permeated by or is influenced by our ignorance and our duality. And as a result, we say that emotions are suffering. And the third is that all phenomena are empty and lacking in an independent self. And this is evident when we look and see that everything is changing, just as we mentioned with the first principle. Everything is forming, is dwelling, is decaying. And this is a natural process of how things happen. And everything is in samsara is composite. It's made up of different components or different parts. And this includes the five aggregates. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later, but a little insight is just as you progress on the path, there will be practices where you are asked with respect to your body, the physical form, where exactly am I? And you'll investigate your different body parts. And then also with respect to the five aggregates, where exactly is our mind? The problem is that where the suffering comes from is that sentient beings are so used to the incorrect view, they don't accept the truth. As a result, they cling onto this concept of a truly existing self and the wish that this world is eternal and it's unchanging world. And as a result, suffering happens. Because of our misunderstanding or our ignorance, we grasp onto a self-existing I, and then these five afflictions arise. We experience pride and jealousy and anger and attachment as a result of this ignorance, which then brings about all sorts of anxiety and grief and sadness and disappointment and worry, to name but a few of those emotions we experience. And so we become prisoners of our own ignorance. Because of our attachment to this I, the self-grasping, we project perceptions or images or ideas onto people. And those people that do things that stop us from what we want to achieve or get in our way or create problems for us, we perceive as enemies. And those people that sort of accord with what we are thinking or that benefit us, we perceive to be our friends. Due to this dualistic thinking, we consider this as being favorable and unfavorable, good or bad. And these labels might change very quickly also. For instance, this is my friend, but a year later, something may have happened. You shared a few secrets and somebody told somebody else what you said. And then suddenly, this friend is now an enemy or somebody we don't want to meet or see anymore. Or sometimes an enemy, somebody that you disliked. When you get to know them, suddenly they become very nice people. And so we see all of these labels are always changing. Due to the self-grasping, we label somebody as saying, this person is against me. They're stopping me from doing what I want to do. Sometimes this happens. We only think about what's happening right now. In the current moment, this person is not making me happy. Maybe we perceive them as an enemy. Sometimes we forget how many times or for how many years, maybe for 1 year, for 2 years, for 5 years, for 10 years, They've been by your side, helping you, benefiting you. All we think about is what's happening now. And because then we are caught up in our own ignorance, we imprison ourselves. And this causes us to continuously dwell in the ocean of suffering, the ocean of samsara. And the drive of our karmic seeds, or the energy of our karmic seeds, propels us from one life to the next life in the cycle of samsara, within the six realms. As a result of all the karma we've committed, we don't have any control, and we've just pushed this way and that way by all the karmic results of all the karma we created or committed in the past. Maybe like somebody who gets caught up in a very strong river and they can't swim and they have no ability to fight against the current, they just push this way and that way by the current of the river. Sometimes we may experience very, very difficult times and really be aware of the suffering of samsara. And sometimes we could be in a very good place, and then we're not really so aware that we are suffering or carrying this burden in samsara. But we're still not free. We still are cycling in samsara, in the cyclical existence of samsara. So this is maybe like we maybe have a little small little wooden cage, and it's very limited, and we're not very happy in there. And then somebody gives us a really huge, 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 huge cage. And it's made out of gold, and it's really pretty. Might be very big, but the reality is that we're still not free. We still are in a cage. Through the explanation of suffering, hopefully we really get to understand suffering. And through this real in-depth understanding of suffering, then we may feel this renunciation towards the suffering and want to be free from it, to be liberated from it, to be liberated from cycling in these six realms. And when we're experiencing suffering, we're generally more inclined to have renunciation. When we perceive things are going well, maybe we're experiencing great success at work, we're in an incredibly wonderful relationship, a lot of friends around, really enjoying ourselves, then we may really not have any distaste or feeling of renunciation towards the suffering. What are you talking about? Things are going pretty well. I'm pretty okay. I don't think there's so much suffering. Life is good. And then we have no interest in pursuing liberation. What we forget, though, is that there is still suffering of change, and it's not guaranteed that life will always be good like this. And even if it is, at some stage we're going to die and we're going to have to face death. Hopefully we will have to face old age, although it will bring its sufferings. And do we know what the next life is going to bring? What sort of causes have we left in our or imprinted into our mind stream, which will affect us in our later lives? And on that note, let's dedicate the merits. By this good, may all obtain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. May all beings be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. Sunam daye tamja zabanya tobnye nyepe tranang kajeja keka nachir balang krupai zibu tsolu joa joa shoo.